Viter in Shas. We are in Menachos of Tzadi Zion. Picking up 17 lines down by the two dots. The words are Arbas Sinifim Shelzav Hayusham. It's the next part of the Mishnah. There were four props of gold there, and there were 28 rods. Each one had a half a hollow reed. We know immediately where do we know this from? That it needs these props and these rods. Amar of Kitina Amar Kala Pasuk says Vasisa Ka'urusav Ve'Kabasav Uksosav Umenakiosav. Right? It says all these things are needed. Ka'urusav Elu Defusim. Those are talking about the molds that the bread was put into and that it was formed. It was kneaded. It was baked. That's what was put over there. Kaposav Elu Bezichim. These are the spoons of the frankincense of the Lavona. Kisosav Elu Sinifim. These are the props. These things that prop them up. These are the rods. Asha Yusuf Behem, which will be covered. These rods that we cover the bread, right? Because they have these rods between the loaves, cover the loaves beneath them. Right? We know that it says that these things are not Docha Shabbos. But if you really hold that these rods things are daraisa, my in Docha Shabbos, why are they not Docha Shabbos? Hanam Rav Rav said lav milsi dami. That which they said it really is it's off the Tanan. I learned in a Mishnah. Kalal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol melachos shav shel lola asos on erev Shabbos. Anything work can be done before Shabbos on erev Shabbos. Then Docha Shabbos, not Docha Shabbos. The honey nani after the Docha Shabbos alayo, and these also the rods can be dealt with in a way that they're not going to be Docha Shabbos. You can remove them from between the old loaves before Shabbos and put them between the new ones after Shabbos. Time of Mai, what's the reason you need them? The lola afish lechem, so that the bread won't become moldy because they have the airflow in between. And this short amount of time, it's not going to become moldy. At the time, like we learned in the Brisa, Kate said, how do you set up the rods? Nichlas me'erev Shabbos, the coin will come before Shabbos, Vishomtan, you remove the rods, and Menichin Larkon Shel Shochan, you put them on the floor, the length of the table, Umotzi Shabbos, Nichlas Amotzi Shabbos, he came in, Magbia Rosha Shel Chala, and he lifts up the edge of the Chala, he puts a rod underneath it, and then he lifts up the edges of a loaf, and he puts the rod beneath it. And he does this until he does all 28 rods. So we see that the old bread is without the rods only from late in Friday afternoon until midday of Shabbos, when the new bread is without rods from midday on Shabbos until Shabbos is over that evening, and that's not enough time for it to become moldy. Arba chalos srichos shlosha kanim, the four middle loaves in each column of six needs three rods each. Helyona and azucha lishnayim, the top one only needs two. Lefishen aleh masav, because nothing on top of it, so there's no weight that's leaning on it. Hadachtona and azucha kolika, the bottom one doesn't need any at all. Lefisha munachas al taharo shel shochan, because it's resting on the taharo, the purity of the table. That's the metal of the table, and it keeps it from becoming moldy, right? Being on the cold table there. You know, we saw in our Mishnah, Machlokas of Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, about the what was the measurements of the table, of the Shulchan. Now, we're going to bring another Machlokas, Tanan Hasam, with the Mishnah over there in Kalim, Rabbi Meir, Omer. Kol Amos Shayi B'Mikdash Beinonios. All the Amos that were in the Beis HaMikdash, well, I don't care whether it's actual Beis HaMikdash or the Kalim, they are Beinonis, exactly six Tzvachim. And that is, it could be a six tefach amma, that's called a bein amma bein. It's because there's an amma that's smaller than that and one that's bigger than that, right? Well, that's five tefachim. And it's called this one's smaller than six tefachim and one that's bigger than six tefachim. All right, here we go. Chutz mi mizbach azov, except for that of the mizbeach azov, that keren vasoviv vayisod, and the keren, the horn, the soviv, the ledge that goes around, and the base of the and the yisod of the mizbeach of the ola, they were five tvachim each. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Amma's binyan shisha tvachim, this is the amma of the binyan of the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Mizbech, they are six, which are kelim chamisha. Those are the kelim, were five tvachim. meaning like the Aron, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZav. They were five Tfachim. Amar Rav Yochanan, let's break it up. Let's break it down. Right, each one learns it from, let's say, in Pasuk, in Yechezkel. The Elam Midas HaMizbeach Ba'amos, Amma V'Tofach. These are the dimensions of the Mizbeach. And the Amos, each Amma is an Amma and a Tefach, right? Each six Tefach Amma being one 5 Tefach Amma plus 1 Tefach. Right, so what it's saying, the Pasuk is saying that the Ammas of the Olam Mizbeach are Beinonios, 6 Tefachim each. So it's saying that each Amma, meaning each 6 Tefach Amma, is an Amma and a Tefach, meaning a 5 Tefach Amma plus 1 Tefach. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. V'cheika Amma v'amma rocha v'guvula el sfasa saviv zeres ha'echad v'zeh gava mezbech. And the base is the Amma, it's a 5 Tefach Amma, and the Amma of the width and its border to its edge, 1/2 Amma all around. And this is the top of the Mizbech, like this 5 Tefach Amma, the top of the Mizbech. So let's, Rabbi Yochanan explains. Cheka Amma Zeyesod, the base of the Amma, that's the base of the Mizbech. Amma Rochav Zesoviv, the Amma of the width, is the ledge of the Mizbech. And Gavula El Sfasa Saviv Zeres Ha'echad Elu Kranos. It's border to the edge, 1/2 Amma all around. These are the horns of the Mizbeach. Right there in the border of the top of the Mizbeach. So when it says it's border, it's talking about the horns here. Zeh Gava Mizbeach, Zeh Mizbeach HaZahav. And this is the top of the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach HaZav. Now, most of the Mizbeach of the Ola was 6 Tefach Chamos, right? I'm Benis, but these parts of Mizbeach and the Mizbeach HaZav were done in 5 Tefach Chamos. Okay, Rabbi Meir, Savar Meir holds that this Pasuk, right, this is the top of the Mizbeach, Zeu Ba'amma Baschamisha. Right, this is talking about the golden Mizbeach was with the Amma of 5 Tefachim. Ha, kol amas kelim ba'amma bas sheish. But the other kelim that were used, the measurements, was not of 5, but was rather of 6. So Meir is saying the 5 Tefachim Amma is only one kli that sits straight up in the pasuk. That's the golden Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaZav. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk, this is the top of the Mizbeach, kazeh yeh kol amas kelim, means that this kli, this Mizbeach HaZav, shall be all amas of utensils. According to Yehuda, this is telling us, the teaching is not only with Mizbeach HaZav, but all the kelim. So we have 5 teflets used for all kelim. Gasalka daitach miyasod v'ad soviv ba'ama bas chamisha begova. So maybe you would think to say that the pasuk is saying that the height of the Mizbeach from the base until the ledge is measured in the, you know, 5 by 5 tefach. Umay cheka amma v'amma rochav. What does it mean when it says that the base is a 5 tefachas amma, sa'amma, and so to the amma of the width? Hachika amar. This is what it's saying. Micheka amma v'ad rochav. From the base of the amma until the amma of the width. Ba'amma bas chamisha. It's measured in the amma of a 5 tefachim. Okay, Gova Mizbeach Kamavu. But we're going to come to see that this maybe is not true, because Gova Mizbeach Kamavu, if you want to say that the first 6 amos of the height was 5 tefachim, so what's the height of Mizbeach? 10 amos, that's 10 amos. Shis b'nei chamsha v'chamsha, 6 of those are 5 tefachim each. V'ar b'ei b'nei shita v'shita, and the 4 and 4 of the 6 tefachim each, and 4 of 6 tefachim each, Mizbeach Kamavu. What then is the height of the Mizbeach in Tfachim? Chamshin v'arba, 54 Tfachim. Palgin Mizbeach Kamavi, and what was the height of the half of the Mizbeach in Tfachim? Esrim v'sheva comes up to 27 tfachim. Bikronos v'atzov v'kamehavim. And what's the distance from the top of the horns until the ledge? Esrim v'arba, 24 tfachim. Kama batzi l'palga. So how much is remaining from the ledge to the halfway mark, right? That would be tlosa, three tfachim. So one standing on the ledge is three tfachim above the center of the mizbeach. Utenan, we got another Mishnah in Midos. Chut shel sikra chogra be'emsa. The line of the red, the chut shel sikra is the red line, because we know there's certain the karbonos when you would sprinkle, you know, above the line, below the line. So that's called the chuta sikra that went around it. What was the height? Kidei lahavdil bein damim elyonim ledam tachtonim. The separate between the other upper bloods and the lower bloods. So elaha. So now it says gemara. Elaha detanya gabi ola sa'of. What about the fact that it says by the ola sa'of haya ola bekevesh? And when they bring this, the coin would go up on the ramp. If you turn right onto the ledge, he came to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Umolik S. Rosha, Mimul Erpa, and they would do Malika up at the back of the neck. Umavdi would separate the head from the body. Umotzes Damel Kir Mizbeach, and then he would squeeze out the dam and the wall of the Mizbeach above the Chutta Sikra. Vim asalamatim riaglov, I feel ama achas xera. Then, if he reaches down and does this, sweet the blood, even as much as one ama beneath his legs, it's going to be good. Still above the halfway mark. Hakayoi vilyon lamatim shet vachim. But according to they're explaining it in this passing, he's putting the blood that must be placed above the chutta sikra, at least two tvachim below the chutta sikra. How do we deal with this? No, that's a problem. Ela cheka ama kenisa. So it must be when it says the base of the ama, what it means is the width, is the ama. Cheka ama kenisa. The base is the ama. When it says that lushan, cheka ama. Kenisa, it's like indented by the base, goes in. Amarochav Kenisa, and the Ama of the width is talking about the Kenisa, the indentation, right, or the width of the ledge. Gavula El Sfasa Savav Kenisa, and its border to its edge, one half Ama all around, is talking about that Kenisa, the indentation, right, the width. And therefore, according to this, all 10 Amas of the height of the Ola of the Zmizbeach, of the Ola, are measured with the 6 Tfachim one. The 5 Tfachim was used only for the width of the base, the ledge, and the horns. Okay, this actually works nicely, because Zmizbeach, Kamahavale, according to what we're going to see on this, so what was the height of the Mizbeach? Shitin was 60 Tfachim, right? Because each of the 10 vertical Amos was that of 6 Tfachim. Palgan Mizbeach, Kamahavale, how much did it come out to? It comes out to less than 30. What's the difference distance between the horns until the ledge? Esrim va'arba, 24 tefachim. Kama batzir l'palgei tezbeach. How much is there remaining from the ledge to the halfway mark? Shisha ends up being 6. So someone standing on the ledge is exactly 6 tefachim above the center line of the zbeach. We said, even an ama, it's going to be kosher. It's going to be done above the chutta sikra now. Says the Gemara, hold on one sec, and we're going to knock this one also, because we're Mar Kimta. So how do you set up this pasuk now? Where do we come out with? Bikinisa. We're talking about, in reference to, the indentation of the base, right? The ledge and the horns over there. Umi matzis mok misla bikinisa. Are you able to say that this pasuk is talking about the kinisa? V'hatanan, but we learned in a Mishnah, Mizbeach Hayu Shloshim Ushtayim, Shloshim Ushtayim. We know that the size of it was 32 by 32 Amos. Ola Ama Mikanas Ama. It started on the ground, and the side of the went up one Ama and went in one Ama. Right? It like protruded. Zeu Yisod. That's the base. Nimso Shloshim al Shloshim. So it comes out that if you go to Ama on both sides, it's coming out from all sides. You're moving in two, so it comes out to 30. 30 by 30. But if the width of the base was measured by its 5 tochen amma, then shloshim u'shnayim tochen avu,
Mizbeach above the base is actually 32 amos and two tefachim on each side. By saying that this measures 30 by 30, without speaking of the extra tefachim, the Mishnah shows that the amos used to measure the base was 6 tefachim and not 5, like we said. Vesuim, furthermore, Allah chamesh v'kanas amma, from the base, the altar goes up 5, and then went inwards 1 amma, making another protrusion. It would go up and in, up and in. Is that a silver? That's called the ledge. Nimsa esrim shmona al esrim shmona, right? Because we started at 32, went in 1 in each. That comes up to 30. Go up again, 1 in each, comes up to 28. But if the 5 tefachim was used, then esrim shmona v'arba tefachim of it would be 24, 28 and 4 tefachim on each side. So clearly that's wrong. And if you want to say that since the extra length doesn't equal an amma, the Mishnah doesn't count it, right? But what about the next part? Makam Kronos amma mizeh v'amma mizeh. It says there it's 1 amma by 1 amma. Nimsa estrim v'shesh al estrim v'shesh. And it comes out that it's actually 26 by 26. But if the 5 tefachim amma is used for the width of the base, the ledge of the horns, then estrim v'shvav. It would end up being not 26 but 27. The extra length totals a full 6 tefach amma, but the Mishnah doesn't mention it. So clearly the width of the base, the ledge and the horns, was not measured with the 5 tefach amma, right? Going against what we understand this pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay, so now we have a problem. So the Gemara, lo dak. No. The Mishnah wasn't being specific with its numbers. It's not really an issue. It wasn't combining all the extra tefachim into an amma. Really, the dimensions of the Mizbech at each level were more than the ones said in the Mishnah. 2 tefachim above the base, and 4 above the ledge, and a full amma inside the horns. And Lodak is just not being so specific. So the Gemara says, "Hold on a second. Makom hilach ragle kohanim amma mizeh v'amma mizeh." It says the place where the feet of the Kohanim walked was an amma on each side. Nimsa esrim v'arba al esrim arba. So it comes out then that the roof of the Mizbech comes out to 24 by 24 amos. And but the indentations of the base ledge and horns were, if it's really true that there are 5 amos, then makom amarocha esrim v'chamisha ave. It comes out to be that it's 25, not 24 amos, but 25. No, it wasn't being specific. It can't be. Except it says v'ha ariel shteimesrei orech b'shteimesrei rocha v'rvua. The ariel, which is the place of the fire. 12 amos by 12 amos squared. Yachol she'eno ela shteimesrei al shteimesrei. You would think that maybe it's only 12 by 12. Kishuomer el arba revav. When the pasuk then says to its 4 revav, areas, melamed she be'emsa hu modeid shteimesrei amad l'chol ruach. It comes out that from the middle of the mizbech, he's measuring 12 amos to every side. So it actually comes out to 24 by 24. But of the pasuk, it's written specifics. It's being pretty precise. So if this area is actually 25 by 25, then the pasuk would have said it. So instead, the pasuk gives the dimensions is 24 by 24, which shows that the base, the ledge, and the horns were not 5 tefach amos, but actually 6 tefach amos. And if you want to say that, no, that 6 of the 32 amos of the Mizbeach were originally measured in the amma of 5 tefachim, therefore the Mishnah makes sense, can't be, because I'm Kain Ravcha La Azara, then the temple is actually larger than the Azara. Then it was taught in another Mishnah. The time runs to the Mishnah Midos, Kol Azara Haisa Orech Mea Ushmonim Vesheva. The entire courtyard is 187 amos long. Arochav Mea Ushloshim Vechamesh. It was 135 wide. Mizrach Lamar of Mea Ushmonim Vesheva. East to west, 187. And how is that? Makum Jesus Ragle Yisrael Achas Esreyama. The place where the Yisraelim would walk is Lama Amos. Makum Jesus Ragle Kohanim Achas Esreyamas. 11 Amos for them. Hamas Be'ach, Shoshim Ushtayim, Zemeach 32. Bein Ulam Lezveach, Esrim Ushtayim Amma. It was 22. Hechal Mea Amma. The Hechal was 100 Amos. Wow. That has the Ulam, the Hechal, and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Achas Esrey Amma. Achrei Beis HaKaporos, there was a space of 11 amas behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, if it's really true that the measurements of the Mizbeach are not 32 by 32, but 31 by 31 of these amas, and then the other courtyard has to be an extra amma, so the Mishnah is showing that all 32 amas doesn't do that. It must be all of them are of 6 tefach amas. So, Hadjakush to Leduchte, back to the original question, if the width of the base, the ledge and the horns of the Mizbeach is measured with an amma of 5 tefachim, then the measurements of the Mizbeach are not right. So the Gemara says, okay, another answer. Ela cheka amma begova. The base of it is the amma. It says cheka amma begova. It's said in regards to the height of the base. Amma rochav kenisa. That is that the amma of the width. I'm sorry, I just said that. No, I didn't. Ela cheka amma begova. Amma rochav kenisa. Gvul al sfasa savavin. Its border. Its edge, 1/2 amma all around, is said in reference to the height of the horns. Peep, turn the page. Tzadi chesamar aleph. Lo shna hachi, velo shna hachi. As for the width of the horns, it doesn't matter either way, whether the amma was 5 tefach amma or 6 tefach amma, all is good. Mizbeach kamahavu. So then, according to this, what's the height of the mizbeach? Chamshinu tmanya, 58 tefachim. Palgi the Mizbeach Kamava, and what's the height of half of it? I said, Mitisha, 29 Tfachim. Kronos Vatsoviv Kamava, from the top of the horn to the ledge. I said, Mitla says, 23 Tfachim. Kamabachi the Palgi the Mizbeach. How much then is remaining from the ledge of the halfway mark? Shita, 6 Tfachim. With time, we learned the idea. Masal Lamata Miragwa, Filama, Achas Ksher, it's still going to be good because it's done above the halfway mark. So, according to this, the halfway mark is 6 tefachim below the ledge. And even if one put the dam, a full 5 tefach amma below the ledge, he's still going to be a tefach above the halfway mark. The economic also learned itself from the actual reading of the pasuk. The chsev, cheka amma, the amma rochav. The base is the amma and the amma of the width. The different wording used for the base of the ledge shows that the pasuk refers to one case to the height and one dealing with the width. Shema Amina. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.